Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Ezekiel is our passage today. Let me introduce it with a few comments here. God's intimate omnipresence began at creation when Yahweh stooped down and he breathed into man the breath of life. And even after Adam and Eve sinned, God did not abandon them. His presence, remember, remained with them who sought after him. He is a God who neither leaves us nor forsakes us. He's a God who's always there. And one day, his presence will pervade heaven itself. So Ezekiel 48:35 says this, "The circumference of the city shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that time on shall be called, The Lord is There." Ezekiel is writing about heaven. He's writing about the New Jerusalem, our heavenly dwelling. He calls it, The Lord is There. Think about that. Heaven is called, The Lord is There. Strictly speaking, this is the name for a city. However, it describes